First Lady Michelle Obama is a superstar of sorts in South Africa today. She addressed a packed congregation at a church in Soweto, inspiring young women to be a generation that works to end hunger, corruption, and combat HIV and AIDS. CNN's Nkapile Mabuse joins us now from Soweto. Tell us more about the speech.
Look, Kira, Graca Machel, who's Nelson Mandela's wife, described the First Lady of the United States as the queen of our world. She says that Mrs. Obama has redefined womanhood in the 21st century. And I think that just gives you a sense of just how excited people are about Mrs. Obama's presence here. Of course, in her speech, she did not disappoint. She paid tribute to those who gave their lives, really, for the freedom of this country, for democracy in this country. But she also challenged the youth. She said to the youth of today that so much has been achieved in South Africa. Yes, you do have political freedom, but there are so many things that are still going wrong on the continent. There's still poverty. There's still so much lack. There's HIV AIDS. Those are the battles that you guys should be waging. And she asked them, what generation will you be? Because the Mandelas of this world were the freedom generation. So it was a very inspiring speech. There was a lot of reaction after the speech. I was getting tweets all the time after the speech from young people who were in that church. About 2,000 people were present there who were listening to Mrs. Obama, Kira.
Well, I also heard that many people were inspired by listening to her two daughters. Let's take a listen.
And I said, I do not like the way that they pray. If mother could see this, what would she say? Then our fish said, look, our fish that was there. Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear?
Oh, no.
What will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not.
And Kapile, I bet those kids were inspired by the reading of the stories.
Definitely. I mean, I think what has amazed South Africans so much is that they see the first family as so down to earth. You know, Mrs. Obama started that day yesterday by meeting with one of our first ladies here in South Africa. Of course, President Zuma is married to several wives. So she was at the presidential guest house meeting the first lady there. And then from there, she went to a shanty town and she was dancing with these kids, singing with these kids, and then reading what she said was Malia and Sasha's favorite storybook when they were growing up. So she took books to them. And I think, you know, South Africans are really touched by just how genuine she is. A lot of people say she's approachable, yet classy. Kira.
And Kapile, thank you so much. Checking other top stories, Transocean has released an internal investigation into last year's Gulf oil spill. The oil field services company criticized BP decision-making in the 2 weeks before the explosion and spill. More than 50 large uncontained wildfires burning across the country right now. The biggest is Arizona, where residents of one town can go home, but other areas still off limits. And flooding is the crisis in North Dakota. 12,000 people have been told to leave their homes by this evening. The swollen river is expected to burst its banks. Checking stories cross country, Columbia, South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley says she'll sign the state's new tough immigration law. It requires police to check the legal status of any suspect and forces all businesses to first clear the people they hire through a federal immigration database. Probably a first for police in Milroy, Indiana. They arrested a 21-year-old Amish man for sending hundreds of texts, nude pictures, and videos to a 12-year-old girl that he tried to solicit for sex. Police arrested him when he showed up for an undercover sting in his horse-drawn buggy. Albuquerque police arrested a college professor who allegedly started a companions website. He called it a safe place for prostitutes and johns. Police called it a virtual house of prostitution. And take a look at this video from Queens, New York. A 400-pound tire flies off a city bus. The driver says luckily it just missed a woman pushing a baby stroller. This happened in May, but it has happened before. The MTA blames maintenance cutbacks to save money. Now, usually the guy asks the parents face-to-face for permission to marry their daughter. Well, in this case, 51-year-old actor Doug Anthony Hutchinson needed written permission. That's because the young lady is only 16 years old. Courtney Alexis Stein reportedly married the actor in May. He's known for starring in movies like The Green Mile and the TV show Lost. Well, singer Nick Lachey will marry TV host Vanessa Minnillo. Their wedding will actually become a reality show for TLC. You may remember that his last wedding was to Jessica Simpson, which was also turned into a reality show. And a revolver once owned by gangster Al Capone just hit Christie's auction block. Colt 38 was made the same year as the infamous St. Valentine's Day Massacre. It's expected to fetch as much as $100,000.